It's an unusual event. Naomi Campbell sat next to Iman and Bethann Hardison on the set of the nationwide breakfast television show Good Morning America. They're talking openly, not about fashion, but racism. Most vocal is model and makeup mogul Iman.
Why us? Then who else? Who's going to do it? Somebody has got to do it.
It's the issue the fashion world is unable to gloss over. Its most high-profile black models have sent outrage letters to the major fashion design councils of New York, London, Paris, and Milan, demanding they clean up what they're calling the racist act of barely using any black models during the last round of fashion weeks in February. The models say that in New York, for example, only 6% of the models used were black in a city where 26% of the population is black. Iman says the situation was far better in the 1970s.
There were more black models working then than it is happening in 2013. There is a time when silence is not acceptable at all, you know. And if the conversation cannot be had publicly in our industry, then inherently there is something wrong with the industry.
The fashion design councils point to the designers who pick the models and argue for the right to create what they describe as a particular aesthetic. The black models have named 50 fashion houses which they accuse of a lack of diversity, including many household names such as Alexander McQueen, Chanel, Prada, Versace, and Marc by Marc Jacobs.
This is not the business of shaming. And as we go back again to clarify it, nobody is calling any of these designers racist. The act itself is racism.
We've spoken to several leading fashion writers who point to a lack of diversity in all areas of the fashion industry as part of the problem. They say there are a few black photographers, designers, stylists, and magazine owners, which means the understanding of what looks good on the catwalk and in magazines is limited. It's an issue that surfaced occasionally, but rarely before have such high-profile models voiced their opinion so angrily and openly.